we see a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water, and people buy it from us on a meter and use it for whatever they want to use it for.
I think what is happening is we are in the process of creating a new utility. I suspect that even if we're totally right and intelligence is going to become this new utility, that every company, every customer, every government just needs access to and is going to use in all sorts of incredible ways, and you will have like a OpenAI token subscription that you will plug into everything and use to access everything, and you have running for you all the time and doing this amazing stuff.
Sam Altman and ChatGPT maker OpenAI are spending billions of dollars faster than they can make it. Based on reporting from AI critic and friend of the show Ed Zitrin, verified by the Financial Times, OpenAI generated $13 billion in revenue while losing around $38 billion in 2025. OpenAI is a private company, so these figures are difficult to obtain. Put another way, OpenAI's $38 billion of losses, and you won't see the Financial Times reporting this metric, equates about 25 billion Costco hot dogs. It's enough for each person on Earth to eat three of them. So OpenAI, with that money, could have solved world hunger. Maybe at the cost of world plumbing, but one problem at a time. Zitrin's reporting, although lacking the Costco hot dog metric, shows how much OpenAI spent compared to other AI and technology companies. OpenAI had $34 billion total in costs and expenses last year, including $19 billion on what it calls research and development, or what everyone else calls intellectual property theft. And it spent nearly $6 billion in sales and marketing. For comparison, NVIDIA spent about $18.5 billion on research and development for its actual products, and $4.5 billion on sales, general, and administrative expenses in its last fiscal year. NVIDIA is the kingmaker of the AI bubble, the largest company in the world by market cap and billion-dollar money generator. And yet, NVIDIA spent less money on research and development than OpenAI, and also less money on sales than OpenAI. And credit to NVIDIA, it doesn't really have many peers in a lot of its product categories. OpenAI's leaked financials come at a precarious time. OpenAI's market share is declining rapidly amid competition from Google, Anthropic, and open source models, most interesting of those being locally hosted models that they no doubt want to head off before cloud services aren't needed. More companies are questioning the ROI of AI or scaling back on AI usage, including executives apparently making surprised Pikachu face at AI costing more than actual people who do actual work. Normal, non-billionaire people have largely turned against AI at data centers, including successful protests that have led to the cancellation of data centers. Meanwhile, OpenAI is preparing to go public. OpenAI is the poster child for the AI bubble's circular funding, as we show in our 3D animation that we made of the AI bubble map growing over time. NVIDIA, Microsoft, AMD, Oracle, and Amazon have partnered with or invested billions in OpenAI, while OpenAI has committed to spend billions with its big tech investors. Not content with taking money only from tech companies, OpenAI may want everyone to own a piece of it. Possibly, this would include you, if you're an American taxpayer. The United States government is reportedly looking at taking equity in OpenAI, with the opening bid at reportedly 5%.
The American people can benefit from the success of AI. And by doing that, they're going to like it better, because we're leading China.
I got blue room. I'm down on the ground. But I look
better. What I would love to see is, as leverage in the world shifts from labor to capital, which I think is going to keep happening, that we find a way to have something like a citizens' wealth fund in the country or in the world eventually, where you basically own a slice of capitalism, right? You own a slice of these companies.
And so we finally arrived to OpenAI's pre-bailout bailout plan. It's harder to fail catastrophically when you can distribute your risk across an entire industry and the entire population of the United States of America. You just ask Intel. Worst case, you make the populace soak the losses. But at this point, a lot of companies, and maybe the government, really want OpenAI to succeed, because OpenAI's success or failure will in some way impact the balance sheet of a lot of these tech companies, and possibly the government. And the tech companies have billions of dollars riding on OpenAI's future fortunes and bets, and possibly the government, i.e. the American taxpayer, i.e. the American public. OpenAI, meanwhile, is four martinis deep at the roulette table, and if it can just hit it big once, it can get it all back.
The slop is back.
Microslop. We just restocked our Microslop t-shirt on store.gamersaccess.net, which has been one of our most popular shirt designs we've ever launched. The shirt features a Microslop logo with matching event viewer icons, a red X and yellow bane to symbolize every excellent experience you've ever had with Windows. And if those don't cover it, you can escalate to a blue screen of death frowny face. Of course, the next escalation is the obvious one, to Tux, the penguin, whom we've faithfully recreated on the shirt. We've had viewers tell us how they get compliments in the Microslop t-shirt, which must be because of how much everyone just loves Copilot and Recall. Grab yours today on store.gamersaccess.net to support our work directly while getting a quality, no AI slop shirt in return. Following the update in its structure, OpenAI began raising capital, spending money, and making commitments with other tech companies to secure its placement at the center of the AI bubble. We'll go through a short recap with highlights. In July 2025, OpenAI and Oracle agreed to develop 4.5 more gigawatts of capacity as part of its $500 billion Stargate data center project, bringing the total project 5 gigawatts with 2 million chips. A few months later, the Wall Street Journal reported that Oracle and OpenAI signed a $300 billion cloud deal. Then, in September, NVIDIA said it would invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI in exchange for OpenAI deploying, quote, at least 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA systems, end quote, but that huge circular deal fell apart because OpenAI allegedly pissed off Jensen, so NVIDIA settled on giving OpenAI a mere $30 billion about 6 months later. OpenAI took its circular deals with NVIDIA one step further because while NVIDIA gives OpenAI money to buy NVIDIA chips, OpenAI will also use the money to rent $22.5 billion of GPUs from NVIDIA's sugar baby, CoreWeave. CoreWeave relies on using only NVIDIA GPUs, and NVIDIA owns part of the company.
If we didn't help CoreWeave exist, they would not exist.
But NVIDIA's GPUs aren't enough, so OpenAI agreed to deploy 6 gigawatts of GPUs to AMD and partnered with Broadcom for 10 gigawatts of AI accelerators. OpenAI also said it would spend $250 billion more with Microsoft and agreed to a $38 billion deal with Amazon Web Services. Microsoft and Amazon have both tens of billions of dollars invested in OpenAI. OpenAI's announcements with AMD, Broadcom, Microsoft, and Amazon all happened within 1 month last year.
It felt to me like we were just totally heading towards a very unstable bubble, and now I think people are some degree of discipline. So I actually think people went crazy earlier, and now people are being more rational.
In February 2026, OpenAI announced that it had raised $110 billion more, and now it had a $730 billion pre-money valuation. My net worth potential is infinite, because I currently don't have any money. So I can only go, well, up without the debt, but it's, you know. Infinite potential. This new funding round included money from NVIDIA and Amazon. OpenAI would use 3 gigawatts for inference and 2 gigawatts for training on NVIDIA's Vera Rubin systems, in addition to using 2 gigawatts on Amazon Web Services. In return, Amazon said it'd invest up to $50 billion in OpenAI. In March, OpenAI raised its valuation to $852 billion, with more support from Amazon, NVIDIA, SoftBank, and Microsoft. The company said it generated $2 billion in revenue each month. OpenAI's flurry of deals happened largely after it announced its restructuring in 2024. And before confidentially filing for an IPO in June 2026. So during this time, the AI industry and everyone connected to it even loosely scrambled to get a piece of OpenAI, whether that was through partnerships, actual investments in some kind of equity, or just customer contracts. Today, we're going to look at OpenAI's financials and its position at the epicenter of the AI bubble. We're basing the financial side of the coverage here on Ed Zitrin's reporting and the Financial Times doing its verification of it. And then we're also adding in a bunch of additional discussion of other news from OpenAI, some of its data center plans, and whether it's actually delivered on any of the promises that it said it would hit by, you know, 2026. And spoiler alert, no. But I have 11 pages to... We should talk about it. We'll start with the finances. Ed Zitrin hosts a podcast called Better Offline that we've guested on several times. We'll link it below. Zitrin posted OpenAI's figures on his blog and shared the information with the Financial Times, which verified the information with more sources. On June 8th, OpenAI confidentially submitted an S-1 form to the SEC as it weighs its options to become a publicly traded company. However, on June 25th, the New York Times reported that OpenAI may wait until 2027 before going public. Once OpenAI becomes a public company, it'll need to release the official financial numbers. Based on reviewing what he called audited financial documents, Zitrin said OpenAI lost $38.5 billion in 2025 and $5.09 billion in 2024. He noted this loss represents nearly an 8x increase year over year. In 2024, OpenAI made $3.7 billion in revenue, with $12.48 billion in total costs and expenses. The AI model maker spent $7.81 billion on R&D and $1.11 billion on sales and marketing. The company's revenue and costs ratcheted up in 2025. OpenAI more than tripled its revenue, increasing it to $13.07 billion. However, OpenAI ran up its bill for total expenses to $34 billion. OpenAI spent $19.18 on R&D and $5.73 billion on sales and marketing. By the end of 2025, OpenAI had $50 billion in assets, including about half in cash. So the aggressive rate of spending is why we're probably seeing more talk of aggressive advertising in ChatGPT, which seems to be the end game for ChatGPT, going the Google model of filling it with ads. But the difference with Google Search and ChatGPT is typically Google Search is basing those results off of your basic browsing data. Your search query itself specifically dominates most of how that ad is served when you do a search and you get AdWords ads back, and then some level count history. ChatGPT takes it a step further, where it knows a lot more about the user, a lot more in depth, more specifically how you write and think, because you're not writing search engine queries, you're writing to something that should be kind of processing almost human-like responses and queries and feeding stuff back. And that creates an excellent avenue for ultra-targeted ads, where suddenly, as an LLM, your end game is to point people towards products that they can buy for problems that they've asked about. Zitron also reported on several of OpenAI's customers, saying SoftBank paid OpenAI $867 million in 2025, while Microsoft paid OpenAI $303 million. OpenAI, however, paid Microsoft far more than it received. OpenAI spent $10.59 billion, reportedly with Microsoft, for research and development expenses. Zitron speculated that these costs referred to training OpenAI's models. After adding several more costs, Zitron said, quote, OpenAI's expenses to Microsoft amounted to $17.2 billion, end quote. So it's still a circular deal, it's just that Microsoft got a much larger part of the circle. The Financial Times added several more details. According to the outlet, OpenAI made about $2 billion in monthly revenue by the end of 2025, an increase of $1 billion from the end of 2024. The Financial Times said OpenAI's structural change in 2025 added significantly to its losses, writing, quote, heavy spending contributed to a nearly eightfold increase in the net loss attributable to OpenAI, which soared from $5 billion in 2024 to around $39 billion in 2025. A person familiar with the matter said that the large majority of that jump reflected a non-cash accounting charge linked to the company previous structure rather than its underlying operations, end quote. So then, according to the Financial Times' sources, this charge amounted to about $30 billion and is not expected to repeat following the restructuring. OpenAI declined to comment on the Financial Times story. So while OpenAI can't comment on the Financial Times story, maybe ChatGPT can. Can you comment on the Financial Times story about OpenAI losing money a lot faster than it's spending it? It's commented. It's very long. Excellent question. Thank you. I needed to hear that. This kind of sycophancy is what I seek in my search queries. OpenAI is behaving more like a company building a foundational infrastructure, like an electric utility. That's terrifying. The spending is enormous. I guess we have our comment. So, checkmate, Financial Times. Bet you didn't think about that. OpenAI's numbers are light on details and heavy on losses, but they divulge basic financial information about how OpenAI has quickly scaled revenue while needing to spend billions of dollars to do so. But we need some history to understand more here OpenAI's peculiar situation, where OpenAI didn't begin with the stated objective of needing heaps of money. Back in 2015, OpenAI's nonprofit mission was to, quote, advance digital intelligence in the way that it is most likely to benefit humanity as a whole, unconstrained by a need to generate financial return, end quote. Valve CEO Gabe Newell believed in OpenAI's stated mission at the time, at least back when it was a nonprofit organization, and he had donated $20 million and offered to provide guidance back in 2018. Ironically, coming back to bite him in the ass with the Steam Machine when OpenAI shapeshifted, like the chameleon that it is, from the organization that, quote, is unconstrained by a need to generate financial return, end quote, into the one that is the destroyer of the memory market that it is today. OpenAI was a much different organization in 2018 with stated pro-humanity beliefs and missions that it has seemingly since abandoned. Sam Altman co-founded OpenAI in 2015, but wasn't announced as its CEO until 2019, a year after the donation. Altman has been groomed by the same tech billionaire behind global surveillance firm and military contractor Palantir, Peter Thiel. After briefly ousting Altman and then bringing him back in May of 2025, OpenAI announced that its for-profit LLC would transition to a, quote, public benefit corporation that would consider the interests of its mission and shareholders, end quote. OpenAI remained under the control of its nonprofit parent after the structural change, but the move allowed the company to raise more capital, per CNN. In October 2025, OpenAI finished its structural change. OpenAI's nonprofit would remain in control of the for-profit arm of the company and have around $130 billion in equity. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, nonprofit organizations can have controlling stakes or ownership of for-profit companies, then that is also what I thought. And the answer is yes. And if the question after that is, what the fuck, why? I don't know. Money? NBC News said OpenAI's new, quote, simplified structure will allow investors and corporate partners to more easily reap returns from their investments and pave the way to an envisioned public offering, end quote. That doesn't sound very non-profit-y and pro-humanity-y. Despite Altman once saying he'd, quote, hate, end quote, to run a public company on his blog, OpenAI confidentially filed paperwork to do so with the SEC in June 2026. OpenAI didn't commit to a timeline for going public, but back when he said he'd hate to do it, Altman wrote this, quote, I'm tired of reading about investors and journalists claiming there's a bubble in tech. I understand that it's fun to do and easy press, but it's boring reading. The gleeful anticipation of a correction by investors and pundits is not helping the world get better in any meaningful way, end quote, wrote the man who's funded by the same man funding this guy. You know, helping the world be a better place.
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who tried to screw us.
Across numerous different posts, Sanctimonious Sam continued in his blog, quote, I'm pretty paranoid about bubbles. Oh, good. Okay. That's great. This guy in the center of one. He's standing there with a needle, like wondering, can you pop the bubble from inside of the bubble? But things still feel grounded in reason, end quote, he said. In another post, he wrote, quote, I'd hate to run a public company. Public companies end up with a bunch of short-term stockholders who simultaneously criticize you for missing earnings by a penny this quarter and not making enough long-term investments. Most companies stop innovating when they go public because they need very predictable revenue and expenses. But the inanity on CNBC is distracting in all sorts of ways. For example, it's always surprising to me how much employees react to what they hear about their company on the news, end quote. Yes, the dumb, stupid idiots who work for the billionaires who are very strong and intelligent are reacting to things that they hear about the place they rely on to afford living, being in international television. That's pathetic. Altman suggests that the government and the companies should, quote, seven, target a real GDP growth rate, end quote. For example, a real GDP growth rate, like, compute equals a country's GDP.
And so compute equals GDP. I know that for certain.
Yes. A very real measurement of GDP. That's what we should target. In light of OpenAI's partnerships, we'll return to the company's financials. OpenAI's total costs and expenses were $34 billion in 2025, with presumably $10.59 billion going to Microsoft. And now, many of OpenAI's goals that it previously stated are coming due. OpenAI previously said that in the second half of 2026, it would deploy its first gigawatt with AMD GPUs and start deploying servers with Broadcom as part of its 10-gigawatt deal. Additionally, although the agreement has changed, OpenAI and NVIDIA said that OpenAI would deploy its first gigawatt of NVIDIA's Vera Rubin systems in 2026. Now, believe it or not, we were unable to confirm the status of the deployments of all the various commitments that OpenAI has for this year. But we know it'll be expensive. And our source for that is Sam Altman himself, who in a live stream from October last year stated that OpenAI's objective was to reduce the cost of building 1 gigawatt to $20 billion. Two, not buy, it's like down two.
We're not committing to this yet, but we are having conversations about it. Our aspiration is that we can build an infrastructure factory where we can create 1 gigawatt a week of compute, and we aspirationally would like to get that cost down significantly to like $20 billion a gigawatt over the 5-year life cycle of, that equipment.
The obvious implication is that every 1 gigawatt that OpenAI deploys costs the companies at least $20 billion. OpenAI made $13 billion in 2025. OpenAI says it's currently making $2 billion per month. In order to reach $280 billion by 2030, OpenAI would need to generate more than $23 billion per month on average. The industry wants people to believe that OpenAI's revenue scales with compute power. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has explicitly said this before.
You ask somebody, hey, is there an AI bubble? Everybody goes directly to OpenAI's revenues. First of all, if OpenAI currently has twice the capacity, their revenues would double. You guys know that. If they have 10 times the capacity, I really believe their revenues would 10 times.
Another of Jensen's completely sane takes grounded in reality. OpenAI also made this linear scaling claim. In January 2026, OpenAI's CFO shared some numbers. Quote, looking back on the last 3 years, our ability to serve customers as measured by revenue directly tracks available compute. Compute grew 3x year over year, or 9.5 times from 2023 to 2025, 0.2 gigawatts in 2023, 0.6 in 2024, and 1.9 gigawatts in 2025, while revenue followed the same curve, growing 3x year over year, or 10x from 2023 to 2025, $2 billion ARR in 2023, $6 billion in 2024, and $20 plus billion in 2025, end quote. This paints a pretty rosy picture, and Zitron has called out how misleading these revenue numbers can be. Per Zitron, annualized recurring revenue, ARR, is an estimate that takes revenue from a portion of the year and extrapolates it over the full 12 months. In this manner, the figure can be gamed since companies can ignore seasonal changes or use their best month to calculate the 12 for the estimate. Zitron called annualized recurring revenue, quote, one of the most regularly abused statistics in the startup world, end quote. The cracks in OpenAI's vast infrastructure plans are starting to show. In October of 2025, Sam Altman said that OpenAI plans to build $1.4 trillion in compute capacity.
All of our commitments total a little bit over 30 gigawatts of infrastructure build-out, and that's about a $1.4 trillion total financial obligation for us over the next many years.
A few days later, Altman added that OpenAI's $1.4 trillion in commitments would cover the next 8 years. Again, this is a company that reportedly is losing money every year. Since then, OpenAI may have scaled its goals back. According to CNBC, in February 2026, OpenAI told investors that it was targeting $600 billion in total compute spend by 2030. CNBC wrote, quote, the artificial intelligence company is providing a lower number and more defined timeline for its planned spending, as broader concerns mounted that expansion ambitions were too great for the potential revenue that would follow, end quote. According to CNBC sources, OpenAI projected that its revenue in 2030 would be more than $280 billion. Since then, OpenAI has cut or scaled back on several projects. OpenAI announced Stargate data centers for the UK and Norway in 2025. CNBC reported that OpenAI ceased progress on both European projects in April 2026. OpenAI has changed direction with its U.S. data centers as well. OpenAI and Oracle abandoned plans to expand its flagship Stargate data center in Texas, according to the copyright clowns at Bloomberg. Data Center Dynamics said that the plans, quote, were complicated by financing challenges and OpenAI's frequently changing demand forecasting and shifting view of Stargate, end quote. And these changes don't include the lack of updates from OpenAI or its partners. We dug up an SEC filing from February 2026, where NVIDIA said it's, quote, finalizing an investment and partnership, end quote, with OpenAI, and that there's no assurance, quote, a transaction will be completed, end quote. This is the type of corporate CYA language that doesn't particularly inspire confidence. In AMD's deal with OpenAI from October 2025, AMD issued OpenAI a warrant for up to 160 million shares that would let OpenAI obtain equity in AMD that could increase as OpenAI purchased more AMD GPUs. In a recent SEC filing that we dug up for AMD, the company said that none of OpenAI's warrant shares had vested or become exercisable yet. Additionally, Broadcom and OpenAI are allegedly experiencing financing hurdles, Based on a report from The Information in May 2026, Data Center Dynamics said OpenAI and Broadcom are still in negotiations about how to finance the AI chip that the two companies announced in 2025. A month later, OpenAI and Broadcom announced an LLM-optimized inference chip called Jalapeno. The two companies would initially deploy the chip by the end of 2026 and expand, quote, in the years ahead, end quote. The original announcement said the 10-gigawatt deployment would be complete by 2029. Minor changes in language like this allow companies to make promises, but then kind of backtrack on them later if necessary. And the imprecise language here might provide some clues as to what is happening. As Sam Altman himself once said, quote, I am sure that internet commentators will say that everything I'm about to propose is not nearly specific enough, which is definitely true, end quote. Like father, like son. I see where ChatGPT got it from. Here's where we are today. OpenAI released ChatGPT in 2022. ChatGPT became the first major LLM that many people used and the fastest growing app in history. Several years ago, its market share with consumers was above 80%, according to market research firm Sensor Tower. Today, ChatGPT's market share is below 50%. Now, part of that is because the market is bigger. You'd hope, though, that as TAM grows, the total addressable market, if you're the dominant player, the goal would be that you scale with it, rather than getting diluted and possibly left behind. Sensor Tower's research also showed that people are willing to switch between AI assistants, with an increase in people dropping ChatGPT following OpenAI's agreement with the Department of Defense and Sam Altman's Twitter rantings. OpenAI may have been the first popular consumer LLM, but as LLMs have proliferated, people are using other models. Now, despite sagging market share numbers, OpenAI still has a lot of commitments to fulfill, and it needs to make a lot of money fast. It's got to pull $1 trillion out of someone's ass. This remains to be seen who it is. It might be the American taxpayer. Again. OpenAI reportedly wants to generate $280 billion in revenue by 2030. I just need to check something with the fact checkers. Is that how it works? The wanting to make $280 billion, you can just do that? I really want $280 billion. Fuck. It didn't work. OpenAI has a long way to go to reach profitability and convince people to pay for its services.
You see, phase one, collect underpants. Phase two, phase three, profit.
We'll compare OpenAI's revenue goals to other tech companies. Microsoft made $281.7 billion during its last fiscal year. NVIDIA made $215.9 billion in fiscal year 26. AMD generated $34.6 billion in revenue last year. OpenAI wants to generate $280 billion per year in 3 years. OpenAI also lost $38 billion last year. OpenAI's market share has dropped below 50%. OpenAI may be reducing prices to compete. It has added advertising when many competitors haven't, and it wants us all to buy AI subscriptions like a utility.
I think what is happening is we are in the process of creating a new utility. I suspect that even if we're totally right and intelligence is going to become this new utility, that every company, every customer, every government just needs access to and is going to use in all sorts of incredible ways. And you will have like a OpenAI token subscription that you will plug into everything and use to access everything. And you have running for you all the time and doing this amazing stuff.
And that brings us back for the second time in this video to the title, which is this is OpenAI's pre-bailout bailout plan. OpenAI needs people to believe in and invest in and advocate for its business model and its existence. You know, good friends like Jensen.
When someone like OpenAI needs an investment of $30 billion scale, because it's still before their IPO, we deeply believe in them. They're an extraordinary company already today. They're going to be an incredible company. The world needs them to exist. The world wants them to exist. I want them to exist. And they have everything. They have the wind at their back.
But Sam Altman has a new trick. OpenAI could also defer to another classic tactic to avoid financial ruin. Government handouts. Having the government buy in might help here. OpenAI previously denied it would ever ask for a government bailout, with Altman writing on Twitter, seemingly unprompted, in November last year that, quote, we do not have or want government guarantees for OpenAI data centers. We believe that governments should not pick winners or losers and that taxpayers should not bail out companies that make bad business decisions or otherwise lose in the market, end quote. Then, in April this year, OpenAI advocated for a public wealth fund that would provide, quote, every citizen, including those not invested in financial markets, with a stake in AI-driven economic growth, end quote. OpenAI further says, quote, returns from the fund could be distributed directly to citizens, allowing more people to participate directly in the upside of AI-driven growth, regardless of their starting wealth or access to capital, end quote, said the company that has access to Peter Thiel. And right on cue, in May, CNBC reported that OpenAI and the Trump administration are discussing how the U.S. government could take a stake in the company. Per the report, OpenAI may donate equity to the U.S. government as part of a possible deal. By June, the Financial Times reported that OpenAI proposed giving the U.S. government a 5% stake in OpenAI. According to the Financial Times, quote, giving the government an ownership stake could help secure good relations with the administration and would mark an attempt to address political blowback by sharing the wealth generated by AI with the public, end quote. Americans don't want data centers near them and are increasingly opposed to AI. So we may all get a piece of OpenAI after it goes public. It's just that by the time any of us get a piece of OpenAI and its data centers, it might be from the burning wreckage that remains. This, though, seems to be the exit plan, or the pre-bailout-bailout plan, where as more stakeholders invest in the future of OpenAI, more people will want OpenAI to succeed, or may desperately need it to do so. And OpenAI's losses won't matter, at least not as much, to its executives if the losses are distributed across all of us. Then from the government perspective, which is real interested in things like ID verification to use the internet right now, you've suddenly got a great vector to control the information that's given out. People talk about censorship with the DeepSeek model. I don't see how this would be any different. Sure seems to be the direction it would go. So that's it for this one. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. You can go to store.gamersnexus.net to support us directly, or patreon.com/gamersnexus to give us a few dollars each month. Thanks for the support. Subscribe for more, and we'll see you all next time.